WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Much like their counterparts, high-pressure systems can be divided into two types, cold core highs and warm core highs. Cold core highs exhibit the following characteristics. Precipitation is generally lacking near the cold core high center. Cold core highs cover a large spatial area, so they are much larger synoptically than cold core lows. Cold core highs can be shallow or deep. In fact, they are the strongest at the surface due to cold and dense air, and they weaken with height. Upper levels often show a deep trough if the polar air mass moves into mid-latitudes. Cold core highs are deep while near their source region. Cold core highs are known for producing synoptic scale surface subsidence, and cold core highs typically develop over high-latitude land. Now, in contrast, warm core highs exhibit some strikingly different characteristics. Warm core high systems tend to be deep highs, often extending through a large depth of the atmosphere. Precipitation is lacking in warm core highs. If precipitation occurs, it is generally in the form of convective storms resulting from daytime heating. Temperatures near the ground vary from warm to hot. Although warm air is relatively less dense, subsiding air through a large depth of the atmosphere produces high pressure. Warm core highs cover large spatial areas too. So there you have it, the skinny on high and low pressure systems. You know, maybe meteorologists should hire some marketing professionals to do the naming. You know, something like toasty highs for those warm core systems and frosty highs for the cold core ones. Yeah, guess I better stick with my day job. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com. And please, don't suggest any more names.